walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests.
Jerry Bader, Show 953, the weirdest story in a long, long time, just keeps getting weirder. And the more unlikely of the scenarios concerning Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 every day seem more likely. Now, clearly, there's foul play. And the new, and again, this is still speculation. Even though it's the authorities saying these things, it's still speculation. But the current speculation is that the flight crew very, very possibly was involved in the disappearance. Someone deliberately diverted Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 and shut down communications with the ground, and the jetliner continued flying for 6 hours, Malaysia's prime minister said Saturday. The announcement shifted the focus of the investigation to the crew and passengers on the plane, which has now been missing for more than a week. Prime minister's statement also meant the flight path of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 to Beijing could have strayed as far as the southern Indian Ocean or northwest to Kazakhstan, complicating the work of search crews who already have been scouring vast stretches of ocean, seeking the plane's 12-person crew and 227 passengers, writes CBS News. I mean, it is now thousands of miles where this thing could be. Conventional wisdom at the moment, which I don't think means anything at this point, is that it may have plunged into the Indian Ocean, but they don't know. But because of the expertise that would be needed for what has happened with the sequential shutdown of systems, they are thinking more and more that it was part of the flight crew. I'll say again, toward what end? That, to me, is the big mystery here. And there are now thousands of miles of land and ocean that, given 6 hours. I have a question. I don't have an answer here. Okay. My understanding is if it flew for 6 hours, that would have exceeded the total flying time for a flight from Malaysia to Beijing. And I haven't seen this reported anywhere. I'm just asking. I don't have the answer. How much fuel over what they need for their scheduled flight do they have? Because I saw at one point that would be at least 90 minutes in excess of their scheduled flying time. Does it? I don't know. I'm just asking. How much spare fuel, if you will, how many pounds of spare fuel, I don't know what else to call it, does a commercial jetliner have? Is it able to stay in the air typically 90 minutes, 2 hours over scheduled flying time? I remember there was an issue that in the name of efficiency, some smaller transcontinental aircraft, transatlantic, were actually running low on fuel when they got to the North American continent, if they faced headwinds or that sort of thing. So I don't know. I'm just asking. Typically, how much fuel is there beyond the scheduled flying time? I have not really seen that factor discussed in the media, and I'm just asking. I have no idea. But I think that's something interesting. Clearly, it is looking more and more and more and more like foul play. What continues to me to be the most puzzling element of this story is, to what end? And I don't know. If it was a terror attack, what statement does it make? Without knowing why and who and how, it's the anti-9/11. If you think of September 11th, it was in your face by design. The delayed striking of the second tower assured that the media and the world would be watching. And that's what happened when that second plane hit. To do it in this, if this was a terror attack, I don't think it went off as planned. Because just wondering to where a giant jetliner like a 777 disappeared, from everything I'm reading, I do agree that focusing on the flight crew probably makes sense, but I've read their biographies. That seems very, very strange, too. All right, coming up at 10:06, what's the key to winning and investing? Seeing something coming that no one else does, right? Would you get it on the ground floor of this? Actually, we're going to ask you that in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.